Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Welcome back to Dolphins training camp. We're now hoping to have Charles Harris. This guy's trying to track him down here this morning. This is it. This is the last day. Man, they went by fast.
It did. I remember sitting here for the first day of camp. How's camp?
I don't know. I like being live out here.
Me too.
I do.
It's fun
out
here.
I like being out and then in between on breaks looking up and watching guys play, throw, and catch. And
I like you busting the chops of the guys that are getting the field ready. What did you just ask them if they're feeding birds?
Yeah, go. They're
They all look back at you when you said that.
They spend so much money on these fields.
I know.
And so much to make sure they're nice every day. And, you know, you got to put a different kind of turf in. This is not a bunch of soccer guys, 150 pounds. You got guys 250 to 320 or 30 pounds running around.
That's right. Let's head out to the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. We have a guest on the line right now. Buy now and save big during the grand reopening of the all-new Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan. Defensive end for your Miami Dolphins, Charles Harris. Charles, good morning. How are you, buddy?
Good morning. Good morning. I'm doing well.
Charles, yeah, we're just talking about the field and all the time and stuff for you big guys, especially that can run like you and all the rest of those guys to make sure it's in good shape. Hey, let's get into everything. Starting with yesterday, the defensive coordinator, Matt Burke, not real happy. How do we read into that first preseason game overall when you guys looked at the tape? What did you think?
Sure. We got a reason not to be happy. Things we didn't really do team-wise, but you know, I didn't feel like it's something that we could definitely line off of. And what we took it to practice this week, I feel like guys – you know, about the energy. It's like guys are more intense. Shout out to yesterday. Guys are definitely intense. And then the results of that, you know, they need to hear it there. But, guys brought energy to some practice, which is the same one thing we really needed this last week.
Yeah. Hey, Charles, I'm not sure if we're able to hear you real clear or not. We'll keep trying here while we're at it. Hey, I know last year for you, not what you wanted as a first-round pick of the Dolphins with your two sacks. What have you worked on the most? I know you had an article about the pressure you put on yourself and stuff, and watching you work this offseason, all the time you put in. What have you worked on the most for year two?
Year two, I worked on off the field, being able to understand that the game didn't really affect my personal life. I understand that it's separation, you know, separation there. I don't let it, you know, get to me, anything like that. I understand that I work and what I plant is what I harvest. And so, you know, if I sow the right seeds, I should reap the right harvest. So that's why I can go into the season with high hopes, just based off how hard I work in off season and leading up to the first game on kickoff. So, that's the biggest thing I learned is spiritually off the field. But, you know, life is bigger than football.
I just got to follow it up because I wasn't a first-round pick, and I know with that you put a lot of expectations on yourself. And then I always tell everybody the highs and lows, no matter what round you go in, if you're on this team, it's a roller coaster. And it does take a while to get used to. Has that been an adjustment, the highs and lows of no matter who you are playing this game?
Yeah, for sure. For sure, it's a roller coaster. No matter where you go, no matter how you come in, I mean, it's a high and a low. I mean, this is our lifeblood. This is how we treat our family. You know, this is our child. You know, and all of that, you know, organizations change, you know, or by organization. So, I mean, you know, depending on what team you play for, it can make it better or make it worse and stuff like that. So, I don't know, major highs and lows that come with the game, but like I said before, you learn how to balance it. Learn that, you know, one doesn't affect the other, then, you know, you'd be good.
Charles Harris joining us now on the Toyota of Hollywood Hotline. Charles, you got a lot of veterans on that defensive line with you. How much are you learning from those guys, specifically Cam Wake? We always hear about him in the off season and his eating habits. Have you learned a lot from him on the field and off the field?
Yeah, I mean, that's for real. That's what it is. It's really off the field. They're learning how to be a pro, how to be an athlete. And I'm sitting in the ranks on right now, and he got two boxes of food. So just seeing how he maintain his weight and stuff like that, how it translates to his game, is definitely something I could pick up on. You know, the conduct and stuff like that.
Charles, you got to be honest. There's no way you can go 100% to Cam Wake's diet. I mean, you're saying all nice things, but you got to get – I mean, you grew up in Kansas City, man, with that great barbecue, brother. There's no way all of a sudden you're going all in on Cam and giving up that barbecue.
Well, I mean, he's not perfect as well, and I'm not perfect. I'm not definitely has cheat days, and I know I can have mine as well.
Yeah. Charles, with that said, and all the changes you've had to make personally and professionally – what's the one thing you are most upset about having to give up food-wise while you're preparing, getting yourself to be a pro athlete?
I first got down to Florida. I had Burger Fry last year. It was pretty good. I'm like, dang, I gotta start eating Burger Fry. So
yeah.
Probably Burger Fry.
You can't beat a good burger. You know, it doesn't matter who you are. There's a lot of people listening right now going, he's right. Charles, right. You can't beat a good burger. I'm with you. Hey, Robert Quinn's over on the right defensive end position with you. A guy that's had 62 sacks in his career. How much do you learn from him just because you guys are in the same stance, same side, and just watching a guy that's had some monster seasons in the NFL?
Yeah, I mean, shoot, stay quiet and go about your business. I think that's one thing that I learned from Rob is just, shoot, stay quiet, stay in your own lane, handle your job, and go home. So I think that's something I definitely learned from him. For me, it's the off-the-field stuff. And, of course, on the field, some of the moves he's doing, stuff like that, or some of the stuff that I like to add to my game. But, you know, that's stuff that takes more practice and stuff like that. But overall, shoot, he just told me to stay in your lane, be quiet, and handle your business.
Yeah.
So,
Charles, I will tell you, just talking to the coaches, your get-off is as good as anybody in the National Football League. And your coaches were saying how you're using your hands a lot better on those big guys. You feel like your hand movement and all that stuff to finish plays now has gotten a lot better. Can you tell you're a much different player than a year ago?
Yeah, I can tell a different player. I feel like it's always been there. It's always been the same. It's just a matter of actually using it. It's been reminded of it. So I feel like Coach K, great coach, great guy, good family. So he just really reminded me of my hands, stuff like that, just small things. Like those little details are going to help translate.
Hey, something else, too, that was pretty cool. Just reading about you last night, I didn't realize you gave $100,000 to renovate your high school field in Kansas City. You got some pretty nice things, my man, besides just put that away. Not a lot of people think about that high school, actually think even about the college. What made you do that?
It's harder for a rich man to get in heaven. As far as it's just as hard as squeezing the camera through a rod of a needle. So, what's the point of me holding on to everything and being like everybody else and being so, you know, self-centered? So, what's the point of me holding on? I can't take it with me. So,
yeah.
Point of not giving it back. I feel like everybody got or giving them out a certain amount of talent. You can take it and bury it, or you can take it and give back. So, that was the motivation behind it. It's not through me, but through him. All the best opportunities. It's something I thought about even when I was in high school, being able to come back and do great things. So, of course, I don't want the glam, the flame. I don't want the fame. I don't want the glory. I don't want none of that. I just want people to see Christ in me and help my life. So that's it.
Charles, good stuff, man. Sounds like you've got this thing balanced out pretty good, man, for more consistency. So thanks for coming on today, man. We appreciate it.
All right. Appreciate it. Thanks.
Charles Harris, defensive end with Dolphins. We apologize for the phone. Try to hang in there best we could.
Did a good job.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.